Hello, this is Lisa Fratelli and Gerald Jack for Blockchain Is Us. Tonight we're talking about Legal Shield.
Legal Shield.
What about it?
Basically, you know...
How awesome it is? I'm just going to keep interrupting you.
It's the best value for your money. It gives you the
opportunity. We like to keep you entertained.
It gives you the opportunity to call a law firm for any problem that you have.
You know what, Jerry? You know what we should do?
What?
You and I should role play what we hear out in the street. Yeah, but my daughter's an attorney.
Does she do real estate?
My daughter's an attorney, though.
But does she do real estate?
So here's what you say when somebody says that.
What?
My uncle's an attorney. My brother's an attorney. I'm an attorney. You know, we got attorneys, everybody in our neighborhood, and everybody we know is an attorney. So we got it covered. Cool. Through all 50 states and Canada? Through all 180 or 83 divisions of types of law? All of it? Man, you guys are geniuses. Really. All the time. 24/7, 365 days a week, so somebody can call you when they have an accident or somebody's trying to detain them on Christmas Eve at 2 o'clock in the morning when they're in East Jibip? Really? You're going to get on the phone with them? Really? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
But if you had Legal Shield,
you can.
You would.
You got a button. You got a button on your phone. Your app is on your phone. You carry it with you. Everybody has their phone with them. If there's a real problem, you just hit the red button and the lawyer will call you back right away.
Yeah, an attorney.
Yes.
People who, and they're not like right out of law school.
No,
they're usually at least, what, 20 years?
The average lawyer
is 20 years.
Is 20 years of service.
Yeah, like the law firm that we have in New Jersey is 90, it's a 90-year-old firm. We're lucky because it's very close to where we live. But most of what you would need and utilize the law firm for is letters and stuff over the phone.
Yeah, more so guidance in what's going on. And sometimes the guidance is enough to get you over the hump. Remember, problems aren't a problem until you make them a problem. If you can head it off in the beginning, then most problems can be handled over the phone. And that's basically what the service does. It gives you that option to call a law firm for any reason, as many times as you like, to get legal advice to maybe stem these problems easier. And that's the real value. The real value is having somebody that will answer a question for you. And, you know, no question involving the law is stupid because they can get you into a lot of problems or get you out of a lot of problems.
That's what you meant to say.
Yeah, well, both ways.
No, they get you out of problems. They don't get you into problems.
No, they get you out of problems. You know, and that's what we all need. But because of the cost of a lawyer, we don't usually utilize at all.
Well, they've even looked at a rental contract that we signed.
Yeah.
With it for a rental property.
Yep.
We were co-signing for one of our dear children. And, right?
Yep.
And we were on the hook.
Yep.
And anyway, that's a long story. But the point is the attorney, the real estate attorney, looked at the contract and said what we were on the hook for, especially the deposit that we plunked down along with first month and last month's rent, was overreaching. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And he actually helped us
write a letter
to the owner of the property. And when he wouldn't, we were on the hook for quite a while.
For the length of the lease.
Yeah, the length of the lease.
If he did not rent it.
Yeah, and he kept being very particular about who he wanted to rent it to. And the Legal Shield attorney, well, I don't know, he guided us. I don't remember if he sent a letter, but he told us what to do.
Yep.
And shortly after that, miraculously... Remember that?
Yeah.
Miraculously, the thing got rented.
Yeah.
And we were done.
Yeah.
That was it was a 2-year lease, very expensive, that cost us all in all, a nice chunk of change.
Yep, yep.
And of course, we'd never do that again. But yep. But the point is, the attorney looked at it, and it wasn't like, you know, you guys are idiots. What'd you sign this for? Yeah. They don't say that kind of stuff. They just say, well, it's overreaching.
It's overreaching.
And this is what we can do.
You are obligated if he doesn't rent it. He has the option not to rent it and take the money from you. Or, you know, as soon as he rents it. And he followed up with it by having us send another letter to release us after he did that.
Yeah.
After the landlord rented the place, we sent another letter to verify that he was releasing us. Now, who does that? Who tells you to do that? But theoretically, if that person leaves,
we're on
the hook again.
Right.
So that released us from any obligation if that would have happened.
Right, and we were the idiots. We had Legal Shield. We're Legal Shield associates. See, we're all trained.
Yes.
Even people who, like Jerry, had a business for 40 years, and he had attorneys on retainer. But you're still trained not to use them.
Yes.
Correct? To figure it out yourself, because you know they're expensive. $300 an hour, $500 an hour, $1,000, whatever, wherever you live, you know, and that's an hour. If you bought Legal Shield for your family, what is it, Jerry? $250?
$24.95.
Okay, $24.95 a month.
So it's
for a family of
10, $300.
$300. That's 1 hour.
Yep.
But you're buying it for a year.
A year.
It's insane. People don't get this.
Yep. Yep.
Because sooner or later you're going to get it.
Well.
You're going to need it. Sooner or later you're going to need it. And it's usually going to be like at the 11th hour when you really screwed up. You're going to need it, and they're going to be, well, you know, I don't know.
Now, who do you go to? That's another thing. Who do you go to? You open up the phone book and scroll down and hit one?
I don't know.
Who do you really go to?
I know when I've picked lawyers in the past, they were always asking somebody, and they gave you, remember that when we went back to court, when Jerry and I got married, and I took my first husband back to court, he owed me a ton of money. She was in Rotary with us.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'll never forget that. Walking out of the courtroom, it didn't go as we had planned.
And I
remember looking at her and I said, now we got to do our taxes over again. I'm not getting the money that's owed to me and I got to pay you. I remember that because I remember she acted afraid of the judge. You remember that?
Yeah.
I thought, holy shit, what do I need you for?
Yeah.
I mean, if you've never had to get an attorney, I don't know, you must be living under a rock, because if you own a home, there's a million reasons why you're going to need, and it's not because you did something wrong.
Yeah.
If you signed a contract, and we sign contracts all the time. Digitally, you sign contracts all the time. And those contracts aren't for your benefit. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, and they're written by lawyers that represent the other party, not you. So they write it so they're protected. So again, some little fine little phrases, you know, that can change everything to your advantage or to an even keel. I mean, when you're doing a lease, you're looking at a contract between two people that is agreeable to both parties. And when it's written, it's written one-sided.
Yeah.
To protect the person that's giving you the contract.
Boy, I remember the lease that we had, that it was from a realtor. Because you used to use a realtor when you had the place, the rental at the shore.
Yep.
And they placed people in the house, and it was a nightmare. And after that, we didn't have Legal Shield at the time. We went to our attorney, and he wrote up a lease that was to die for. Because people used to go, are you kidding me? I got to sign this thing? And we were like, uh-huh, yep, you do. Yep. You see,
and they would.
Whatever is in there is because it already happened. And we're not going to go through that again. So there was stuff in that, like, you've seen things. I'm sure, like, you've seen, like, think of a product that you might have, look at a product and see on the product, it says, don't stick in eyes, don't stick up your nose,
yeah.
right? Or
yeah.
don't eat it, or not for your ears, not, you know, don't stick it in your eyeballs. They say that stuff because they've been sued because somebody stuck it in their eyeballs,
yeah.
lost their eyesight or whatever, yeah. and they said, okay, this is a deep pocket, we're going to sue these people.
Yeah.
So,
when you have a rental
property,
basically that's what you're doing. Anybody that rents it's looking for a way to get even with you, not because you did something wrong, but because they did something wrong. So, you got to protect yourself. But we're getting way too far. Legal Shield.
Well, some people don't have rental properties. Yeah. We're just saying that we had an attorney then,
we had an attorney.
But what we're saying is that we didn't understand. You don't understand the law, and even a lot of other attorneys, they can't possibly know all. Even if you're an attorney listening to this, come on. No matter where you went, you're not that good that you would know every single part of the law. And why would you want to? And there are attorneys that actually have this service. It's a hedge. It's the least expensive hedge, legal hedge, you're ever going to want to never be without. That's what it is.
And the best thing is they want you to use it.
Yeah.
The more you use it, the more of a value you'll see you have. So really what we're saying is get Legal Shield. if you want to contact me, it's t40.jjack@gmail.com, or our website is tllc.wearelegalshield.com. Come join us. It's worth the value. See you next time.
Bye-bye.